Pakistan's Supreme Court has dismissed the main legal challenges to General Pervez Musharraf's attempt to become president again. These are 10 judges who were handpicked by Musharraf after he declared emergency rule, and opposition parties are denouncing the High Court's ruling. They say the bench was selected to clear Musharraf's path to another 5-year term. NPR's national security correspondent Jackie Northam is in Islamabad.
Pakistan's newly formed Supreme Court was expected to take much of this week to hear legal challenges to Musharraf's bid for another term as president. But the hearing lasted just 2 hours. The court dismissed 5 of the 6 legal petitions against Musharraf. The final petition is expected to be denied later this week, giving him the green light to extend his presidency.
So it's a travesty in every way. It's a travesty and nothing else.
Kamran Shafi, a columnist for the daily newspaper Dawn, says he wasn't surprised by the ruling, not after Musharraf purged the independent members of the former Supreme Court and announced a state of emergency earlier this month. Shafi says that Supreme Court was expected to rule against Musharraf's claim to power.
This was the aim of bringing in this emergency stroke martial law by Musharraf, which is to cleanse the Supreme Court of those independent-minded judges who he was afraid of, and to bring in people who would be more pliable. So this is no surprise at all.
Zafarullah Khan, a lawyer and human rights activist, called today's ruling a technical knockout. Khan says the reconstituted Supreme Court did not hear most of the cases on merit. Instead, lawyers for the petitions, mostly opposition political parties, simply withdrew their legal challenges.
No, they stood up at the rostrum and they said, well, we do not accept you as a Supreme Court. So they said, well, okay, we are throwing you out.
Musharraf has said if the court weighed in his favor, he would resign from the powerful post of Army Chief of Staff and become a civilian president. This has been a key demand by the U.S. and Pakistan's opposition parties. Lawyer Khan says once Musharraf removes his uniform, the whole axis of power will shift to a new Army Chief, one who may grow tired of Musharraf's divisiveness.
There might come a time when the army himself will say, okay, we don't want to fight with our people. If the movement gathers storms, I think the army will say to him, bye.
But columnist Shafi isn't certain that Musharraf will resign as army chief, because Shafi says Musharraf has broken so many promises in the past.
So it doesn't really matter whether he's in uniform or not. He is the problem, and I think, like many Pakistanis, that perhaps it is time for him to call it a day and go.
Musharraf's poll numbers are very low, and he's being blamed for running the democratic process off the rails in Pakistan. Musharraf still will not say when he will lift the state of emergency. Like many others, Raja Pervez Ashraf, a former parliamentarian with the Pakistan People's Party, says Musharraf is jeopardizing Pakistan's stability by hanging on to power by whatever means necessary.
So I think that if he steps down, things would calm down and everything would be all right. That if he keeps on clinging with the power, then there can be a lot of threat to the integrity of Pakistan.
Musharraf has said elections will be held in early January. It's uncertain whether opposition parties will participate or boycott. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Islamabad.